Recipes. Recipes this month were contributed by members of the National Federation of the Blind of Utah. Bite-sized Shepherd's Pie by Danielle Frampton, 1st VP, Salt Lake Chapter. Danielle is the residence manager slash instructor for Utah's Services for the Blind. She, her husband Cameron, and daughter Kata live in Salt Lake City. Ingredients: 6 medium-sized potatoes or sweet potatoes, peel and dice. 3 sticks of celery, finely minced. 1 small zucchini, finely minced. 3 cloves garlic, finely minced. 1/2 pound lean or extra lean ground beef. 1/2 cup shredded cheese. 2 tablespoons butter. 1/4 cup milk or cream. Method: preheat oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Peel and dice potatoes and place in a pot of boiling water to soften. Finely mince celery, zucchini, and garlic. In a frying pan, start browning ground beef. Add minced celery, zucchini, and garlic to the pan and cook until vegetables are softened and beef is cooked through. Season to taste. Drain water from potatoes, add butter and cream, and mash thoroughly. Season to taste. In a 6-cup nonstick muffin tin, oil before adding a small layer of cheese, then add a layer of mashed potatoes on the bottom of each cup. Spoon in meat and vegetable mixture and top each one off with another layer of mashed potatoes. Sprinkle shredded cheese onto each mini pie and bake uncovered for 8 minutes. Remove from oven and let stand for 2 to 3 minutes. Carefully scoop out each mini pie with a rubber spatula or put cookie sheet on top, like I did, and flip over for them to hopefully slide out on their own, and enjoy. Recipe makes 6. Funeral Potatoes, aka Cheesy Potato Casserole, by Barbie Elliott, Secretary, NFB of Utah. Barbie is the home management instructor at Utah's Services for the Blind. She is also a proud mother and grandma. This recipe is a favorite amongst members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Why are they called funeral potatoes? What's in a name? As the name suggests, in Utah, this cheesy potato comfort food is traditionally served at a meal for the grieving family following a funeral by neighbors and friends. Most commonly known as funeral potatoes in the western United States, they are also known as a cheesy potato casserole. Why funerals? Besides cheese and potatoes being an ultimate comfort food and just delicious, they are easy to transport, easy to make, and easy to keep warm, perfect for a potluck and a time of need. Ingredients: 3/4 cup butter, divided. 1 small onion, finely chopped, optional. 1 to 2 cloves garlic, minced, optional. 1 28-ounce bag hash browns, frozen, shredded, or cubed hash brown potatoes. I prefer the Orida potatoes, O'Brien, with onions and peppers, pre-cut, or you can make your own. 1 10.5-ounce can condensed cream of chicken soup, creates creamy goodness and flavor. 2 cups sour cream or plain Greek yogurt, for more creaminess and a bit of tang. 1/2 cup Parmesan cheese, optional, to add a nice punch to the cheese. 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 2 cups sharp cheddar cheese, shredded and firmly packed, and don't skimp on the good stuff. 2 cups crushed cornflake cereal, panko breadcrumbs, Ritz crackers, or French's fried onions. Any of these will work. Method: saute. If you choose not to add garlic and onions, skip this step. In a medium skillet, melt 2 tablespoons of butter. Add the onions and cook until translucent. Add the garlic and sauté, just until fragrant. Mix. In a very large bowl, combine the onions, garlic, soup, sour cream, 1/2 cup butter, Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper, and 1 1/2 cups cheddar cheese. Stir until well blended. Add the hash browns and stir until well coated. Pan. Spread into a 9x13 pan and top with the remaining 1/2 cup of cheddar cheese. Crush. Put the cereal, crackers, or fried onions into a plastic bag and crush with a rolling pin or your hands or a glass to make crumbs. Melt. Melt the remaining 1/4 cup of butter and mix with the crumbs. Sprinkle on top of the potatoes. Bake. Cover the pan loosely with foil and bake for 50 to 60 minutes at 350 degrees until bubbly and cooked throughout. Tips for the best funeral potatoes. 1. Make ahead. These are one of those wonderful dishes you can make ahead. Make as directed, but do not put the crumb topping on. Refrigerate till ready to bake. Remove from the fridge and let come to room temperature if you have time. Mix up the topping, put on top, and cook as directed. 2. Potatoes. Shredded potatoes, as well as country-style hash browns, cubed potatoes, will work in this recipe. I like the O'Brien potatoes best, since if using them, you do not need to add onions because they have chopped peppers and onions in the frozen potato bag. 3. Bake your own potatoes. Make your own hash browns by parboiling 12 small potatoes and grating them once cooled. 4. To top or not to top. You can leave the topping off if you prefer. The crunchy topping does go slightly soggy if you have leftovers. So if you know you will have leftovers, you might want to leave it off. Either way, it's still amazing. 5. Leftovers. Store leftovers covered in the fridge for up to 4 days. They are almost even better the next day. 6. Make it a meal. Add in diced ham, chicken, or bacon and turn this side dish into the main dish. 7. Spice it up. I sometimes add red pepper flakes or green chilies or Cajun spice. Sweet and Sour Meatloaf by Cynthia Young. Cynthia Young is the treasurer of a Red Rocks chapter located in St. George, Utah. This is her favorite dish. Sauce mixture. 1 8-ounce can tomato sauce. 1 quarter cup vinegar. 1 quarter cup brown sugar. 1 teaspoon prepared mustard. Meatloaf mixture. 1 egg, slightly beaten with fork. 2 pounds hamburger. 1 quarter cup minced onions. 1 and 1 half teaspoons salt. 1 quarter cup quick oats or crushed. 1 quarter teaspoon black pepper. Crackers. 1 half cup tomato sauce mixture. Method. Shape meat into oval loaf. Place in shallow baking dish. Pour rest of tomato sauce mixture on top. Bake at 400 degrees for 45 minutes. Serves 8. Mexican Hot Dish by Lisa Roberry. Lisa Roberry is the treasurer of the Utah Valley chapter and is an accountant with the state of Utah. Here is a favorite recipe passed to her by her grandmother. Ingredients: 1 pound ground beef, 1 chopped onion, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon black pepper, 1 half cup milk, 1 can cream of mushroom soup, 1 can Rotel tomatoes with green chilies, 1 bag of Doritos, nacho cheese, 1 half pound grated cheese, I prefer mild cheddar. Method: brown ground beef and onion with salt and pepper. Mix together Rotel, cream of mushroom soup, and milk. Pour mixture into meat. Bring to a boil and then simmer on low for 3 to 5 minutes. Place a layer of crushed Doritos in bottom of 13 by 9 inch baking dish. Place a layer of meat soup mixture over Doritos. Sprinkle with grated cheese. Repeat layers. Bake at 350 degrees until cheese melts, about 20 minutes. Recipe makes 6. Ceviche by Olivia Guadarrama. Olivia Guadarrama is the founder of the NFB of Utah Spanish-speaking division. She is also a low-vision specialist at Utah's Services for the Blind. Ceviche is a South American dish. It can be served as an appetizer and as a side dish with tostadas or corn chips. Ceviche varies in flavor depending on the ingredients and taste. Ceviche is best when using fresh ingredients. Ingredients: tomatoes, onion, of choice, I used a purple/red onion, cilantro, cucumber, hot peppers, imitation crab, avocado, tostadas/chips, lemon, salt. Method: start by chopping a small onion into small cubes. Once it's cut, place it in a dish and pour some lime juice to allow it to absorb the flavor until everything is all cut and ready to mix. Chop up in cubes, 1 jalapeno, 1 cucumber, 2 tomatoes, Roma tomatoes work great, and some cilantro. Shred the full packet of flaked imitation crab. Place the tomatoes, cucumbers, jalapeno, cilantro, onion, with the lime juice, and the shredded crab, all in a mixing bowl. Add to taste, salt, black pepper, and the juice of 3 limes. Serve on a tostada or chips, and top it with some avocado and Valentina hot sauce. Yummy! Enjoy!